was the last time you felt inspired? Have you ever wished you could take your passions and use them to launch a successful business? Host Katana Abbott, founder of the Smart Women's Cafe, brings to you experts in the field of caregiving, wealth building, personal branding, and feng shui for an opportunity to hear the top advice from the top resources. So grab a cup of coffee and take that quantum leap you've been waiting for. Smart Women Talk Radio, the link to live with purpose, passion, and prosperity.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. This is Katana Abbott. Welcome to Smart Women Talk, and I'm here with my co-host, Jill Jordan. And today we have a really exciting show for you because we are interviewing healthy lifestyle and green living expert Beth Aldrich, who's going to be sharing how to eat for energy and how to deconstruct those cravings. And we sure need some help over the holidays because I'm afraid I'm going to gain a bunch of weight because everything's so yummy. She's also going to help us with some ideas and some tips on living leaner and living greener. Don't you love that, Jill?
Oh, I do. Do I dare share what I was doing last night, getting hors d'oeuvres ready for Thanksgiving dinner up until 1 o'clock in the morning and taste testing along the way? It's a scary time of year.
Oh, my gosh. So what are you making for the holidays? Because you always make such great little hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I luck out so much. I'm always the one bringing hors d'oeuvres and desserts. Now, having to make the main meal, I got to call somebody else. But I'm making my famous little spinach balls. I think you may have had them. Sometimes you get tired making the same thing over and over, but you also get known for certain things. And then I'm a cheese person, so I am putting together a whole cheese platter. And I'm looking for something new because you make the same things over and over, and people love it, and they expect you to bring that. But you also want to try something new. So I'm still searching the recipe books right now for something creative and fun to make.
Well, let me know what you come up with.
Remember, Katana, we've been talking about that Smart Women's Coaching Cookbook. We've got to get that thing moving because we have so many phenomenal people in our community all across the world. And to put a collection together of recipes, it's so much fun.
And it could be online, which is so easy.
You got it.
And I'm thinking it would be really fun because people could actually upload videos of their making it and what it looks like. And, you know, it could be a lot of fun.
We just have to put that in action. And I know you're such a phenomenal cook. Are you having Thanksgiving dinner, Katana?
As usual, yes. My very first Thanksgiving dinner I did was when I was 15 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
The baton got transferred from my grandmother, who did it in her little tiny two-bedroom house every year. You know, we would all squeeze around with our little TV trays all over the place because everyone couldn't fit at the dining table. And one year, my mom was volunteered, you know, to do it, and she had no idea what to do, so she turned it over to me. So I turned around, I got the turkey out, and we had this cookbook that I had from Amway, believe it or not. It was just like everything. It shows you how to make ketchup and mustard and every kind of, you know, cheese dish, like potato dish, all gratin, and, you know, it's a basic, basic cookbook. I sat there at 15, and I made a fabulous Thanksgiving dinner. But I had been mentored all these years by my grandma. And so I still go to that cookbook. I have all these fancy cookbooks today, and I always go back to that one because I know whatever I'm looking for, I can find in it.
It's the tradition of it, too. And I know I've had many a meal at your home, and you are a phenomenal cook, and I so enjoy it. But it's all about that coming together in the experience and doing it with others and sharing. It's just such a great time of year, and it's just going to be a lot of fun with our special guest today talking about eating well during these holidays.
Yeah, it should be interesting because, you know, I love watching Paola on the cooking channel and Giada. I was watching them make their stuffing and their mashed potatoes and that. And, of course, you know, Paula's always throwing in an extra stick of butter. and I was going to make Giada some stuffing this year, which is made with ciabatta bread and pancetta. Is that how you know that that ham, the smoky ham?
Oh, uh-huh.
Pancetta, or however, how do you pronounce it? and also with some Parmesan cheese. And but the ciabatta bread is what I thought was very interesting. But she adds the Italian twist to it. So I thought I would make that stuffing. But now we're going to have to hear what Beth is telling us, because I'm sure she's going to come up with a much leaner way to make our Thanksgiving dinner. And as long as it can still be really yummy, I would be very interested in it, because one of the things I noticed with Thanksgiving dinner is you get done and you're so stuffed and exhausted, you know, because first of all, I nibble while I cook. I don't know about you, but by the time Thanksgiving dinner's done, everyone's exhausted and laying around, you know. So maybe if it was a little bit lighter, you'd have a little more energy afterwards. So,
well, we're going to look forward to Beth talking about useful eating food tips to maintain that balance and useful ways to live green every day and balancing your life with the circle of life. She's got so much to share, and I know she has been on Contact Talk Radio with her own show in the past, so we have many listeners that are very familiar with Beth. But for our new listeners, we are very excited to have her a part of Smart Women's Coaching.
Well, you know, the newsletter this week was all about, you know, going green and recycling that. We did a survey. And we asked, you know, how many people recycle and do they drive the, you know, high-mileage cars. Almost 75% of the people responded that they're recycling now.
Isn't that great?
So I was really excited to see that. Jill, I have been recycling since I was a little kid. When so think about this. This goes back into the early 70s. Before it was even stylish, for some reason, you know. Well, we didn't have a bottle bill back then, but we had town club pop that you would go to the place and get that big wooden box with all the pops in it and all the different yummy flavors. Remember every color you could imagine, and maybe you don't remember because you may not have been here back in those years. But you would always take those bottles back and get them refilled, and so we actually would take our cans. And we would empty them, rinse them, and then take the paper off, cut the top and the bottom out, and stomp on them. I mean, you see, I remember this. And we had to drive to a recycling center back then. You know, nowadays it's nice because people actually come and, you know, the trucks come and pick it all up. But
well, it's interesting. We're baby boomers, and our parents coming out of the war, they were very conscious of not being wasteful, and we got away from that. So it's wonderful to see how we're turning back, and even more so. And I still chuckle every time I hear Go Green as a Michigan State Spartan fan. That was my analogy of Go Green, Go White. And when I hear Go Green now, it takes on a whole different connotation. And I, myself, am much more green conscious. I can move the needle a little bit more. And that's why it's going to be so great talking to our special guest, Beth Aldridge, today.
Well, you know, something I haven't done, Jill, and I'm very interested in doing, is changing my cleaning products. So I want to ask Beth about that because, you know,
great.
The toxicity to our bodies and our homes, because I'm still buying all the commercial stuff. And and I've got a cleaning lady, you know, who's wonderful. Oh, my gosh. But I want her to stay healthy as well. And then I also don't want to be toxic to our environment. So I was just thinking about that because, you know, what are the different ways we can go green? I noticed, too, my daughters always leave their fans on in their room, and I don't know how much energy that's running up, but, you know, I'm always running around turning off fans, turning off lights, and that type of thing. And my husband said he's going to have someone come out and do a study of our house. They can use some kind of infrared system, I guess, to find out where all the energy leaks are. Because our house was built, it was two cottages joined together. And so I'm sure it's not built to code because of the way they built it, you know. I mean, it's been piecemealed. And so I'm sure it's totally inefficient. Plus, we have windows everywhere. So I think all these, and there's tax credits that are available when you do these kind of things to your house, the installation and redoing your windows and all that, so.
Well, Well, that's great. And you know what I just think of is we've got a wonderful guest on to share some tips on how we can be more balanced and more green in what we do, how we live. It's all about just going to the next level. We don't have to do everything. It's baby steps. And isn't that what Smart Women's Coaching is all about in our community? It's, you know, if someone wants to write a book, for example, they just don't write that book. They take steps. Maybe they do smaller articles or create an ebook before their first book. And that's what I just love so much about our community is with the resources we have with one another, we take steps to improve. And we're constantly evolving and growing and learning and teaching. And that's what I just so love about our community we've created.
Well, too, Jill, and what else I love is that it's so diverse. You know, I retired as a financial planner, and you, you know, came from marketing and sales and nonprofits and all that. And we've been able to come and create a community where women can not only learn how to make smart financial choices, but also how to make smart business choices, and then how to, you know, live healthier, live longer, live with less stress, and even approaching things from a green, you know. That, I mean, it's nice because it's very balanced, and that's what I was really looking for. So, you know what? I really want to learn about the tips about getting past your cravings. I mean, I went shopping at Costco, and I have all this stuff, and then I know that my sister-in-law is bringing those yummy dilly beans, which, thank goodness, those aren't fattening. But she'll be bringing tons of homemade cookies. So I think we should get to Beth as soon as we can now. And what do you think? You want to bring Beth on?
I think we've wet their appetite, and we should just go to break and bring our guest, Beth Aldrich, on as soon as possible.
I do, too. So we'll be back, folks, in just a moment, and we'll go to a quick break right now. Thanks.
Attention women in transition. Join financial goddess Katana Abbott and other leading coaches and entrepreneurs at www.smartwomenscafe.com. Take advantage of this free content and rich online community. Weekly coaching calls, teleclasses, and more with unparalleled access to top coaches are just some of the perks. Or take it to the next level and check out the Business Mastermind Coaching Program for live coaching and over $9,500 in benefits. Learn to live with purpose, passion, and prosperity at smartwomenscafe.com.
As a professional, your reputation is the most valuable asset. Your credibility, personality, and unique style make up your personal brand. What is yours saying about you? Find out how you can manage your brand with creative tools that help you stand out. Tune in to Jill Jordan, personal branding coach and co-host at Smart Women Talk Radio. Register now at www.smartwomenscafevip.com. Again, that's smartwomenscafevip.com. Smart Women Talk Radio.
People often have bad experiences with website designers. They're left feeling confused and frustrated. If you need a website built for you, fast, that you can update yourself, web guru Jody Jealous is ready to create a work of art for you. Unlimited pages, a blog, and search engine friendly. Choose your website package and put down just a dollar today for her to create a website that will knock the socks off your clients. To learn more, visit www.bigfishwebsites.com. That's www.bigfishwebsites.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
everyone, and welcome back to Smart Women Talk. And Jill Jordan and I are here with healthy lifestyle and green living expert Beth Aldrich. And we've got a great show for you on how to live leaner and greener, and especially how to make it through these holidays without those cravings taking over. So hi, Jill. Why don't you introduce our guest?
I'm so excited. Beth is a healthy lifestyle green living expert. She's a writer, speaker, and media personality, and you will hear her energy coming through the airwaves. She's also a certified holistic health counselor and former host of her own PBS TV series, For Her Information, and a radio show, A Balanced Life. She's doing so many things. Beth is working on her first book and the publisher of an online magazine for women called ForHerInformation.com. And we are so excited to have her here today. If you just joined us, we are going to hear how we can get energy by living a balanced life. And welcome to our show today, Beth.
Thank you so much, Jill and Katana. It's great to be here. You know, listening to the opening of the show, you were making me very hungry. Listening to all your delightful, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm kind of raising the bar there for me on my Thanksgiving preparations.
Well, to know Katana and Jill, we love to eat, and we're always talking about food, so you are in the right mix.
You're preaching to the choir here. You know, and that's the thing we were talking about, green, and I think it's really important, and it took me, you know, 40-some-odd years to get to this place of really figuring it out and having the balance around all of this. But so many people want to become more eco-friendly, but they don't really know where to start. You know, you talked about when you're younger, bringing the bottles back. And I remember collecting the glass bottles and whatnot when I was younger as well. And really, I'm so glad that it's become popular, so to speak, or mainstream. And we have to understand that it's really all of the simple things that you do that add up to the, you know, to make a larger impact on the environment. For example, at home, my family, the way we do it, you know, there's a lot of ways to become quote-unquote green. And how we've chosen to do it, because we're so busy, we can't run out and save the rainforest and, you know, go to the Peace Corps and do all these lovely things that, you know, we would probably love to do if we had hundreds of hours of extra time. Instead, what I've chosen to do is use products and services and support companies that are doing the work and are already creating green products and green services. For example, for, you know, simple things like you said, you recycle everything. We use recycled paper products. So we'll use like Markel Small Steps paper. We'll use seventh generation cleaning products, things like that. Another thing that people don't even think about, they have a new line of eyewear called Airwear eyeglass lenses. They're the greenest eyeglasses on the market. They save millions of gallons of water because they eliminate all of this plastic waste every year. So
wait,
another great way.
You're going so fast. I got to write these down.
I know. You know, we should actually take a second to tell everyone, grab paper and pencil, because
well,
I have many priceless ideas here.
Okay, and we can actually, I'll be typing them into the chat room, too.
Nice. Okay, well, so
I can keep up. So I got
two,
the seventh generation cleaning.
Yeah,
but I didn't
and then
the eyeglasses.
Markel, M-A-R-C-A-L, Markel Small Steps, paper towel, Kleenex, and tissue. They make all of their products with all recycled paper. So not one tree, like you hear on movies, not one animal was harmed in the filming of this movie. What? Not one tree was harmed in the making of their products. Now, how incredible is that? To me, you're saving, like, for example, if everyone in the country used one roll, every household used one roll of toilet tissue that's made from recycled paper, such as Markel, they'd save a million trees. Now,
wow.
Look at that, and then look at the profound impact of the amount of trees that we're using just to wipe our tushy and wipe up the spilled milk every day.
You know,
one other thing
I just read about is the plant hemp. It's not marijuana. You don't smoke it. It's
right.
An industrial product. We're not allowed to grow it here because of the drug issues.
Right.
But in Oregon, I just read that they just passed a bill, and they're now growing it like corn. And
to
they
use
said
it.
The seeds create, if the seeds create oil that they can run fuel and cars.
Isn't that incredible?
They can make fabric. Yeah, and they said that if they took the state of Montana and just grew this hemp, it would get us out of our oil shortage. We'd have no dependency on oil.
And that's good news. You know, that's what you want to do,
but
really, Jill.
They can make it paper out of it, too, I wanted to mention, Beth. They can
make paper, and
they won't have to cut trees down because these plants grow easily, and they can make paper.
It's like bamboo. Bamboo grows like a weed. And if we were to use bamboo in our home, like right now I'm building a green home and we're using a lot of green products. But to get really back, I wanted to quick tell you, the other product that I mentioned was AirWare. They come up with a, they're conserving millions of gallons of water because they use environmental conscious consumer methods to create their products. So by going to their website, lightersafergreener.com, you can learn all about what they're doing. And I've stumbled across them, and we've partnered up because I'm so proud of their product. I'm like, I want to, because I wear glasses, you know, to read and whatnot. I'm like, I want to talk about what you're doing. And I think if girls like us, gals like us, use products that we believe in and from our heart, from our true heart center, and that's where we'll get into our conversation about nutrition, because that's where it all comes from, is your heart. If you truly in your heart believe it, and intuitively, you know, your mother's instinct, your third eye, whatever you want to call it, your intuition, if you believe and know that it's very good for you, for yourself and your health and your well-being and that of your family, it's going to create a profound ripple effect, and other people are going to start using it. I mean, it's bound to happen. It's like that critical mass thinking. You know, how does suddenly, you know, like the tipping point, how does something catch on? Because it makes sense and it works and it's right. And so, you know, to chime in with what you were talking about earlier, I think everything we do, like you said, you love food. Well, don't give up food. That's silly. You know, you can be very lean, trim, and slim and healthy by eating balanced and figuring out what works for you. So,
well, speaking of balance, how do you do that in the first place? Speaking of food, how do you keep it balanced? I know I have bad habits and good habits.
Yeah, we all do.
I eat healthy and well, and then I fast, not by design, but I get so involved in something I don't break and have food, and then I feel my energy. So,
and that's
talk about food.
Okay, I love, yay. It's one of my favorite product things to do, is talk about food. Now, we have to keep in mind, there are two types of food that I was trained at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in New York, a wonderful school that teaches holistic health coaching and counseling. And really, we talk about two types of food. There's primary food and secondary food. Now, primary food isn't what you would think. It's what feeds us on all levels before we even get to the center, which is your dinner plate. So primary food might be your career. It would be spirituality of some sort or connecting with a greater source or nature. It could be your soul's purpose. It's exercise. And it's your really connection with others. So you have all of these things that feed you. Now think about when you're little and your mom or dad is calling you in for dinner and they say, come in for dinner. And the kids don't come running typically. My kids will sit and play for hours, and they're like, I'm not hungry. And the reason why is they're getting fed by their purpose, their soul, what they're doing. And it's really important to focus on the idea, especially if you're a parent or caregiver of others, is that sometimes food isn't always the way to feed someone. And so when you break up with your boyfriend, you want to run and go to Ben and Jerry, you know, for scoops of delight. But in reality, your heart is breaking, and it needs loving and fed on its own level. So we talk about primary food is what feeds your life. And then once you feel like, okay, I've tapped into, I try to exercise a few days a week, you know, walk or do whatever. I do push-ups against the counter in the kitchen when I'm making dinner, simple little things. I mean, I'll have that in my new book is, you know, quick on-the-spot exercises that you can do anywhere. And then spirituality, I sit and breathe and, you know, I look at my fountain. I mean, that you connect with whatever's bigger than you. It doesn't have to be a specific religion or whatnot. It's just that. And then you've got your relationships to other, your pet, your goldfish, your boss, whomever it is. You guys have each other on the show. It's wonderful. And then you've got to look at your career or your purpose. And those things are real important. Then once those are, you've kind of checkmarked that and said, okay, I'm working on all those things. Now let's look at the primary food, which is the dinner plate. And then that's a whole other conversation, which, you know, is a little bit longer, but we talk about finding balance and really look at the rainbow that's on your plate. So you want to get a mixture of everything. And so many people talk about this, right? You know, fruits and vegetables and whole grains and, you know, but it's got to be repeated a million times because that is really what works.
I love this analogy of the primary food working internally first. And we hear food for thought. I think of examples when I'm sad, I go over, see my mom, she feeds me. I'm happy, come over and celebrate with
food. Let's
have
cake.
But looking at this feed our life first and then look at the secondary food.
Right. And then you want to look at your circle of life, which is what we call. And the circle of life is really simple. It's like spokes on a wheel. So, for instance, visualize a big wheel, and on the wheel are different spokes. And you've got, for example, confidence, your education, your finances, your health, home cooking, your home environment, you know, that from being clean, and that of the happiness in the home, relationships, your social life. Are you creative? And then what you would do is on those spokes of the wheel, you'd scribble a little dot with your pencil. And the closer to the outside of the wheel that you are is the happiest or most fulfilled. So the idea is to make that circle a nice round circle. Like, for example, for me, finances sometimes aren't as good because I'm always giving my time away because I just love helping people. So I would have to make my dot a little bit more in the center, which means I could probably increase that. But then social life, I would have it more on the outside because, like I said, I love to give of myself socially. So then you kind of look at that, and each day is going to be different, each week, each month. But it's a nice kind of measurement tool to say, you know, how am I doing this? How am I balancing my life? And it's a simple thing you could come up for listeners at home. I'm sure if you log on to the Smart Talk Women blog page that they've got, that we can create a conversation later on about this. Let's talk about different areas in our life that we want to really be mindful of. Are you home cooking enough? Are you getting the education you want? So many of us get our degree and we're done. Heck, I was in my 40s when I went to school to study integrative nutrition. And believe me, when I'm in my 60s, I'm sure I'll go to med school. You know, there's plenty of things. You know, never give up and never stop learning. And so those are the things that will, you know, feed you. And you were talking earlier about energy, you know, getting energy from food. And if you have any questions about that, we can jump right into how to really eat for energy. And that's a big thing women want to know.
Well, I think that's a great topic, and we should go right into the energy piece. But this circle of life, it would be fabulous if you could start us out with our blogging and give us maybe that visual for some of us who might need a little more help there. But I love the point where you mentioned that it's forever changing, and we need to look at it not just once and put it away, but a continual. Do you put a wheel in your office or in your home and look at it? How do you do it?
Thank you for asking. Because I work, this is my job in life, is to really help people live balanced, healthy lives. I kind of just know it in my mind. But I tend to sit at the computer a lot. I'm like, ooh. So because I have an online magazine, I get sent tons and tons of books and CDs and exercise tapes. So I said, I'm going to start testing out every single one of these exercise tapes. So a couple days a week, or actually 5 days a week now because I've gotten a lot of them, I pop them in and I do them because I know that I'm not balanced in the exercise piece. I used to run marathons, and then you get busy and have children and buy a house and sell a house and write a book. And so you've got to kind of consciously bring in the other elements that you're missing, but you've got to be aware of it. And that's why my magazine online, forherinformation.com, is for conscious-minded women, because we all have to help each other wake and shake and wake up sometimes, because we do get caught in our working, busy, mom, drive the kids to school, making mac and cheese lifestyle that we don't always remember. Oh, gosh, you know, am I giving myself enough learning or education? Maybe I should do an online seminar. I know you guys offer lots of them. Different podcasts and telecasts and things. These are things that women, when they're making dinner, they can have them on. The computer's usually in the kitchen. You know, try to bring in other elements as much as you can, but don't beat yourself up about it. And be loving, because if you don't love yourself, gosh, who's going to? You know.
Absolutely. I'm getting this visual of that other wheel that we all know about, the hamster wheel, that we don't want to be on. So when we catch ourselves on that hamster wheel, we flip it to the circle of life wheel and
make it a
pie.
Make it flat so it doesn't roll. Now, to answer your question about eating for energy, it's such an interesting topic because, you know, you think of energy, you think of vitality, you know, physical, mental vigor and all of that excitement. But what we want to do is first look at foods that you can eat that decrease your energy, because I think sometimes we have to get rid of the culprits. Now, no one throw a tomato at the computer screen as you're listening, but I will tell you foods that are going to decrease your energy. And we all know this, but we'll just repeat it. It's simple. There's caffeine, coffee, soft drinks, alcohol, way too much meat or not enough. Got to find that middle, and not everyone eats meat, so you might do your balance of protein products. Chemicalized foods really deplete your energy big time. In fact, if I eat certain carbohydrates, and I know that's going to happen, but I do it because I love the taste, surely enough, an hour or two later, I'm exhausted because I've gotten so in touch with my body's reaction because I do experiments on myself with different diets just for clients, just to experience them, and I notice my energy drops. And it goes without saying, tobacco. Some people have problems with milk products and sugar and artificial sweeteners especially, and more importantly, trans fat. A lot of these things are energy drainers. Now, it's 3 o'clock and we're tired and we've got a deadline and we've got to pick the kids up at school, so we grab, you know, a Snickers bar or a bagel or something. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to get that spike of energy, but then you're going to have the hard drop. So what we need to do is say, okay, what can we do? And you asked earlier, Katiana, was what can we do to really increase our energy? And it goes without saying we want to always try to eat local or organic foods whenever possible, whenever it makes sense financially, because there's always things on sale. If you're a wise shopper, you can find organic on sale whenever there are, you know, certain seasons. But the big thing is you want to look for foods that are really alive, and that would include raw fruits and vegetables of any kind. You know, as long as they're not organic, just wash them, obviously, you know. And then foods that are whole grain and vegetables. And a lot of times my friends laugh at me. I cut up green peppers and tomatoes and carrots, and I leave them in a little Tupperware in my car if I'm in carpool line or going to meetings. And easy things to bring with you are almonds or different types of nuts if you don't have nut allergies. Anything that's going to give you fiber. Kind of look at it this way.
Welcome. We are speaking with Beth, and she is talking to us today about getting energy from our food, what decreases our energy and what increases our energy. And Beth, I know you were on a roll, and we had a little technical difficulty, but just continue on because we're all so interested in
this. Well, that's the beauty of living a balanced life. Little things shouldn't pull you off your horse. So we're going to hop right back on. And I want to give the listeners, I think this is really important, and these are such easy things that I know your mother has told you before, but I'm going to repeat them because I think it's important to understand several ways to increase your energy. And it's real important. We talked a little bit about this before the break. Basically, I want to keep in mind that you want to reduce or eliminate your caffeine. Now, don't shoot me and don't throw your coffee mug at me. All I want you to do is to start to crowd it out. And by doing that is another one of your tips is to drink water. Now, some people have a hard time just drinking water. So what I suggest is try to get it like a filter, like one of those pitcher filters or drink filtered water. Try to avoid bottled water because we don't want to build up more plastic in our landfills. But you want to drink more water and crowd out the need for sodas or caffeine. Okay, because it's caffeine drinks, because that's a really big dehydrator, and it really sucks, drains your energy, and it really creates an up and down of your blood sugar, especially with the artificial sweetener and some of the diet sodas. Diet sodas should be outlawed, really. I have to tell you, they're very dangerous. I mean, they're really bad. They contribute to obesity. You know, people think they're drinking a diet soda to lose weight, when in actuality, it's creating more of a craving for fats and sugar. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, we all know this, but we don't do it, is to eat dark leafy green vegetables. Now, an easy way to do that might be to throw a handful of really thin ribbon sliced kale into a soup, or perhaps juicing, make your smoothie and throw in a couple leaves of greens, or just a salad. I like to throw surprises in my salad, and instead of just doing romaine, throw in a little bit of kale or bok choy or mustard greens, but chop them real thin with then some strawberries and some pine nuts and goat cheese, and make it really a party in your mouth. Another way is, you know, right? And then be gentle with the sweets. Try to avoid sugar and chemicalized sweeteners. And there's a lot of really great natural sweeteners, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, like agave nectar or even maple syrup. And then really start to exercise. Even if you walk or take the stairs, just start with 10 minutes a day. That's all you really need. And as your grandmother's always told you, I'm sure, is when you're tired or stressed, sleep. Make sure you're getting your sleep, because when you don't get enough sleep, you start tapping into your adrenal glands and you start wearing them down. And as you go through life, you don't want to have an adrenal problem. So you really want to keep up with your sleep whenever you can. Even taking a little power nap here and there can help. And then when you're eating dairy or animal products, try to keep it to, you know, a handful-sized portion at each meal. Really don't overdo the dairy and meat products if you do eat them. And then remember to take time for yourself, especially during the busy holiday season. Take 5 minutes and meditate or read or go to a movie with a friend or just little things. And it's unfortunate that you guys, that we have to tell them. But I know if you're like me, you probably don't schedule time for yourself. You need to. And then tap into what's your power, your higher power, spirituality, whether it's walking in nature or praying or whatever. And then finally, ways to increase your energy is to evaluate relationships that are draining you. If you have a friend that's continually complaining or is always kind of a negative Nelly, evaluate the time you might want to spend with that person and maybe either try to shift the conversation to more positive or maybe lessen the interaction, because that does drain you tremendously. So those
Beth,
are ways.
You've got such a great mastery of words. I love this when you were talking about eliminating some caffeine, crowd it out. What a beautiful way of saying that.
Well, I can't take credit for that. But
well, we hear something and we pass it along. Is that
right?
What we do?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you know, some of these people that are in our lives, family and friends, that are draining, we all know, we all have them, maybe we need to crowd them out.
Yeah, say, oh, I'd love to, but I'm just a little bit busy. How about coffee for 10 minutes after work? Okay. You know, because you maybe don't want to completely eliminate friends.
Right.
You know, I've had to break up with friends. I don't
right.
directly break up with them. I just am busy. And maybe I really am busy. But it's funny how we do find the time for what's important. And I want to touch upon something that's really useful, and I think your listeners will appreciate this, is when we talk about food, we want to really talk about mindful eating. Now, so often we eat at the computer or watching TV or while we're driving. And sometimes if we slow down and really fully experience the work and energy and love that was put into, for example, our Thanksgiving dinner, you know, we really want to, your body, for some reason, I know it's corny, but your body does appreciate and accept it better. And there's studies that show, you know, you really will process food much better when you're not so stressed and, you know, tensed out. And so when I talk about mindful eating with clients, I talk about several things like the sight. Look at the sight. Look at the food. Look what's on the plate. And look how gorgeous it is. And the smell. Think about the smell and the memories that come to mind when you think of that Thanksgiving dinner or that wonderful, you know, salad with the fragrant strawberries. You know, visualize that in your mind through the smell. And then take a look at the physiological reaction you have to food. For instance, as I mentioned earlier, I eat certain wheat products, carbohydrates, and I always end up with a tummy ache later on or bloated. You know, be mindful of that and say, you know, I love this banana cream pie, but it doesn't agree with me, you know. And then go so far as to the touch or the texture or the feel of the food. You know, take a second. I'm not saying be kind of silly and, you know, adore your plate and kiss it and hug it, but really be mindful of it. And then the taste, which is common sense. But a lot of times, and I know you may know people like this that have put the food in their mouth and they three bites and they swallow it. Really chew it to its full, you know, our digestion begins in our mouth. And I don't know if you know that, but there's enzymes in your saliva that help break down the food for the first very important step of digestion. And there are so many digestive problems in this country because of the overprocessed flour and wheat products and carbohydrates that we really want to make sure that we're digesting properly. My mouth is watering actually right now as I talk about this, because if you bring your mindfulness, like if you say strawberry, 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 you'll start to salivate because your mind, your body's such an efficient machine. And so often we're just so harsh with it and we give it chemicals and food and we're rushing. And it's like, goodness, if we only realize the amazing things it's doing. And so let's slow down and taste the food and chew it slowly. And then when you swallow, don't just gulp. You know, really take your food in. And food is really a gift, and it's our fuel. But we also want to keep in mind that it can be a celebration, as Katana said earlier. You know, so often we say, let's get together and have lunch and da-da-da. Well, if we do that, let's not rush to the menu at lunch with our friend. Let's enjoy her and connect with her, like the little logo you have on your women's Smart Women's Cafe, where the four women are sitting at the table and they're enjoying each other. And there's no food on the table, by the way. You know, let's look at the food, look at who we're with and enjoy it, and breathe in the environment and the situation. And as crazy as it sounds, if we start doing this once, twice, three times a week or more, you'll be amazed at the small, subtle changes that will occur in your life.
Beth, I love this mindful eating. And I do have to admit, at times when I'm alone, I am that wolf it down, standing at the counter. And there's a special person in my life right now who is very mindful. And the visual, the aromas, the texture, the taste slowing down, that is rubbing off on me, which is a great thing. And it's funny, not that I'm looking to diet or lose weight, I should say, but several people have said to me, oh, it looks like you've lost weight. I'm not even conscious of it. I'm eating more, smaller portions more often and slower. And I wasn't even consciously aware of what was going on. And of course, I have much more energy and I feel good, but the slowing down and appreciating, like you said, celebrating. So maybe all of our Thanksgiving dinners can be a little bit longer and more appreciative.
Yeah, the French must know.
They
say how French women are thin. They take their time and they have lunch for 4 hours or whatever.
I just wanted to say, this is Katana, just wanted to say, while you were talking, I just had this vision of when I took my mother-in-law to France, and we were in the Normandy Valley, and I think that and we went into all these different towns, and our whole goal was to see a cathedral and then to have lunch in the town. And what we noticed is from 12 o'clock till 2, everything closed down. Everyone either went home and had a nice meal and took a nap, or people would go to restaurants and they would have a two-hour lunch with wine and conversation. And we just enjoyed ourselves so much, and I don't see that happening. You know, and no one was overweight. People were walking and eating outside, and this was, I think, in the fall sometime. But that's when I was envisioning, because they're actually having the smaller portions, but they're eating a good-sized meal, but they're chewing and tasting and savoring.
Yeah, and I appreciate that when people start to really bring that awareness into their food. And before we go, I do want to make sure we tap in quickly to what we talked about earlier, was the 8 causes of cravings. Now, our body is amazing. And, you talked about all the people walking around and trim and fit. And you're like, do these women not crave Snickers bars at 3 o'clock? I keep saying Snickers bar because that used to be my craving of choice. And I think when you were on your trip, maybe there was a little opening in your awareness that made you realize that maybe people have figured it out. And I think one of the reasons is because we crave so much. And so, our body's always breathing. Our lungs are always breathing. And we're able to give birth. We heal. The body's amazing. Now, what we have to do is look at food and not look at them as enemies and say, oh, that terrible such and such. Instead, when you look at a craving, I want you to really take it apart and say, what is it doing to my body and why is it doing? So some of the causes that I've really worked with people on that cause cravings are lack of water. A lot of times you'll get the message that you're thirsty when you're actually on the verge of dehydration. And a lot of times, and when you're hungry, a lot of times you should just drink more water. And then if you're still hungry after 5 or 10 minutes, say, okay, it is time for lunch. Or if you're on a schedule, you kind of know it's lunchtime, midday, so on and so forth. But water is an important thing. And an easy, easy way for the listeners to add water is to have a pitcher of water. Try to put it in glass if you can, because plastic does tend to leach into the food and water that it's holding. And put slices of lemon or lime, and on occasion I'll throw in strawberries or slices of orange. And if you can, try to make sure that the skin is cleaned, or try to use organic whenever you're soaking fruits in water, okay, because the pesticides and chemicals are leaching into that water. And, your beautiful, gorgeous body, we want to try to not put any of those in there. So drink more water and try to drink. I do my weight and divide it by 2 and add a 0. So, for example, actually, don't add a 0. So I'm 120 divided by 2, 60 ounces is what I'll drink. I don't even know if that's how much I weigh anymore because I don't weigh myself anymore, but that's what I was a couple of years ago. So that's what you would do. And the next is lack of what we talked about in the beginning of the show was lack of primary food or interaction with your career, exercise, spirituality, and relationships. So take a look at that. That could be why we're craving. You know, you go and eat because you're bored. Well, go paint. Go for a walk, you know. And then an imbalance in types of foods, like a yin-yang imbalance. For example, if you've got too much meat, maybe you're craving more vegetables. Or if you have too many raw foods, you might be craving something that's cooked. So again, really think about balance. And then another thing that's really interesting is we call it inside coming out. So cravings really come from the foods that we've recently eaten. So if you've had foods growing up that your mother always, let's say, had cheese, a lot of times you're going to want to crave that because that's your ancestral background. They did a study that we learned about where different people from different parts of the world were all slim, trim, and healthy, this different study group, and some of them ate bread and cheese. And then the other group ate, you know, the Greek, the Mediterranean diet. And then other people ate just beef and, you know, corn. So it just depends on what works for you. And that's why the diet book industry is a multi-million dollar industry, because I don't think people have understand that what works only is specific to you. So that's something we all want to be mindful of. And working with a health counselor like what I do, I think is important. They're all over the country. Another thing is you want to eat seasonal. A lot of times your body will crave what's in season. So if you're eating, you know, if you're craving detoxifying foods like lots of greens and citrus, it's probably in the springtime because that's when the body cleans itself out, hence the expression spring cleaning. And lack of nutrients. So someone was telling me one time, I said, I'm craving soda, like Coca-Cola, you know, Coke. And she said, there's like a lack of a certain nutrient. I'm drawing a blank right now. I think she said like iron or something. And so you want to look at what is it, what nutrients. So taking a overall balanced supplement every day would be a great help. And then there's hormonal imbalance that could be causing cravings. A lot of women are probably working out crazy, eating wonderfully, and still have all that extra weight around them below their hips. It could be as simple as hormone imbalance. And that's a huge, huge topic. And I've got a person I'd love to hook you up with that could talk about that for an entire episode, because hormone balancing is a really important thing right now, especially women, you know, 30 and older, say.
Oh, can you do that?
Hormone.
We'd love to.
I will. Dr. Pam Smith is phenomenal. She's
perfect.
Been on various shows, and it's incredible. I'm working with her personally, and I have to tell you, I have so much more energy, and the weight is slowly coming off very consistently, and the everything in my body is really working a lot more efficiently. And so my exercise, I'm getting much more results quicker than when I just was struggling fighting your hormones. Because what's going on in your science lab of your body, we can't always control. And some people will self-diagnose by running to the grocery store, health food store, and getting progesterone cream and rubbing it all over. No, 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 no. Always work with an experienced professional when it comes to hormone replacement of any kind, you know, creams or pills or lotions. I say don't do that. Work with a physician who is trained. So those are some reasons for cravings, you know, is the overindulgence of sugar. So later in the day, you're going to crave it more and so forth.
Wow.
And by becoming aware, you can make changes.
And Beth, this is such a great wrap because we're down to our last minute here.
I know you are.
I just want to tell you what a perfect way to wrap is talking about those cravings and how to get over them and how to make it through the holidays and maybe some things we can Google. And I know you're going to come blog on our blog. So
I will.
You know, at this, what I want to do is thank you so much for being here. This has been great. The timing couldn't be more perfect.
My pleasure.
Yes, with the holidays. So, everyone, I want to thank you for being here today on our show. I want to mention that next week we've got a really special guest. His name is Steve Wilshire, and he is the Millionaire Mentor. He helps women create home-based businesses. He actually coaches women who start home-based businesses to become six- and seven-figure earners. He's got women. He's been doing this since he's 17 years old. And so if you're interested in learning how to make six or seven figures or just some extra income working from home, He'll show you how to do it. And he's a fabulous guy, and he's real interesting. I got to meet him personally. So it's Steve Wilshire. Also, come visit us on our blog. It's smartwomensblog.com. And we'll see you next week. And I want you to go out and live with purpose, passion, and prosperity.
Thank you for joining us here at Smart Women Talk Radio, a place to learn, prosper, and grow. Tune in again next week for another exciting episode of Smart Women on the CTR Network. And remember to live with purpose, passion, and prosperity.